I don't even know how to begin this. Just start talking. Let's start talking. Yeah. It made us cry. It made us
We
cry.
actually did a little experiment. I watched first to every you I have loved before, and then I watched to me the one who love you, and then I watched first to me the one who love you, and then to every you I have loved before. Do you cry? I cry in both films. Did you cry? I cry on the second one, and then I have to rewatch the ending of the first one from Love Before, and then I cry. So both movies, you're gonna cry in both movies. Beautiful, beautiful. In fact, and again, this is spoilers free. We're not gonna talk about everything, but it's very interesting the way they did this. The way that they told me is that, oh, if you watch it, it's gonna change the outcome or what you think of. Yeah, but in
No.
fact, once you understand the story, you won't be cheering up for one girl or the other. You just want them, these couples, to be happy. It doesn't matter which parallel universe they are. And yes, this is not a time travel movie. It's actually a multi-universe. Yeah, it's a parallel universe. So the main character, Koyomi, he met this girl whose name is Shiori, and without giving away the movie, without giving away the movie, he wants to make her happy. That's one movie. And then Koyomi, he met Kasume in the other movie, and he wants to make her happy. He wants to make both the girls happy without understanding actually what is going on, and without giving away the whole movie. It's beautiful, very well written, very interesting. Again, you don't have to watch one or the other first. It doesn't matter, although I really have my theory. And it's also not one of those movies that, oh, I just made this machine, or not me, I worked in this company that made this machine, and I can travel to different universe, and now I can be dating each of these two girls. No, again, is the whole purpose of the film is to make them happy, give them a good ending, happy life. And once you get deeper and deeper, and it's very emotional the way they project this idea to you. And believe me, you don't have to be a genius to understand how the whole parallel universe works. No, they really explain it, and if you get it, okay. If you don't get it, no worries, no problem. We're gonna move on with the whole idea, and again, you can rewatch it over and over again. In fact, I really wish to have seen the movie, both of them, twice before doing this video. Or you can do it again. No, I already cry enough. Now, the themes here are love, loss, and healing. And the way they projected at the beginning of the film is that the main character, Koyomi, loses his grandfather and, or the dog. Oh, spoilers, but it's a little bit of spoiler. Because it really makes you think, oh, this is nice. I mean, if I lose somebody in this universe, I would really like to go and we see them how they live their life in another universe. Yeah, sure, why not? It's a very interesting subject. And again, they portray the idea at the beginning, and then once you get deeper and emotional in the whole story, you're gonna go like, oh, yes, please give them a happy ending. Well, I shouldn't say happy ending. It's okay. We understand what you were trying to say. Thank you. So, moving on. To be honest, both films are a love story with their own characters, and then they also have the parallel explaining one of them a little more deeper than the other. Again, without insulting our intelligence, because I'm not very smart. I understand everything. Sure. Although one of them has it's a little more romance than the other, and the other one is a crazy tragic love story, but whatever. Also, it wasn't me, or in the movie To Every You I Have Loved Before, it felt like I was watching a little bit of Up from that movie, Up from Disney. The song, like I understand what you're saying. Yeah, but like feels a little sad. We're gonna have a sad moment here, but yeah. What do you think? I really like the way I watch it, to be honest. Oh, but we're not gonna say that. No, I'm just saying that. What about you? Again, I'm not gonna tell you which one you should see first. Which one you should see first. But if you like these movies, I recommend you check Real Life. There's also an anime, and there is a continuation or another episodes. But again, this movie, if this is the first time doing this, I was mind blown. It's very, very nice, very beautiful love story. And yeah, I honestly wish that all of those girls that I was not brave enough to talk to them back in high school. I really wish they were happy.
What an idiot.
Whatever. What do you think? Do you like the movie? Let us know, and we'll see you next time. Why do you insult me?
Because that's what you are. So stupid.